Hey, everybody, this is Paul Cooley with another Steam Feed podcast. I hope you're all doing well. And today in this podcast, we're going to be talking about three lessons that I have learned watching a bunch of brand fails just in the past couple weeks. I don't know if it's just me, but man, oh man, does it seem like there's been a lot of major brand fails going on all over the place. And so I want to give you three examples and then three lessons to take away from these three primary brand fails so that we can make sure and ensure that we are not making those same mistakes. Now, many of you, especially those of you that are frequent readers here at Steam Feed, I'm sure that you recently saw the post that my fellow author wrote. Robert Caruso did an amazing job at writing about, and it's just a couple posts down, so check it out, a major social media fail. And this was talking about the Girl Scouts and the recent SM Rebels Help chat, Twitter chat that we do at Steam Feed. And this particular chat was helping an 11-year-old guest named Emma, who was a Girl Scout raising money, and not just raising money for the Girl Scouts, but this was helping raise money for our troops. And I'm not going to go into great detail about this because you can definitely read the blog post, and it's awesome because there's many other blog posts that are popping up that are covering this story. So it's been very cool to see people unite and come together and really call the Girl Scouts out on a couple brand fails. You will see when you go to the post that there is a screenshot of basically how the Girl Scouts responded to Emma in regards to not being allowed to make transactions online. It has to be face-to-face. And there's definitely more to it because it appears that even the Girl Scout leader of the group actually turned her in. So there could have been some jealousy because her daughter wasn't doing as well. We don't know, but at least I don't know. But that's not really the main point. The main point here is how the Girl Scouts handled it and then how the Girl Scouts just kind of went along their business. And so with that being said, the Girl Scouts has the brand of trying to create leadership and bringing unity amongst girls and to give them skills, right? I would imagine that's part of it. Now, not that I have experience with that, but that's how I've always pictured the Girl Scouts. Now, when the Girl Scouts comes and say, you know, you can't sell online and raise money for our troops that are out fighting for our freedom, and you can't raise money online because, and I believe their response was because it doesn't teach the skills, the face-to-face people skills. Well, as the comments that have been made, and there's been a lot of them, you know, what year, what era are the Girl Scouts living in right now? So it's crushing somebody, and just think about it. It takes people skills to be able to do social media. I mean, it's just bizarre. So, and then for the Girl Scouts not to really respond, they have responded to a few people, but nothing really in depth. It was a fail. And like I said, I'm not going to go into great detail because there is a blog post dedicated to that. But that has been something that really fired up a lot of people, especially here at Steam Feed. But the Girl Scouts are not the only ones that have done some major fails recently. You may have heard of Applebee's recent marketing tactics and campaigns, basically making fun of people that use social media. And there are three different videos, possibly more, and it was basically their attempt to try to get their campaign to go viral. And if it did go viral, it went viral for the wrong reasons. There's one video dedicated to really making fun of mommy bloggers and Facebook. And then there's another video dedicated to making fun of people who use Twitter. And there's another video making fun of people that use Pinterest. And the whole thing definitely offended quite a few people because the majority of their customers that come in to eat their food are on social media. And it actually really surprised me because the few times that I have been at Applebee's, and I actually posted a picture like a year ago, of how they had integrated social media into the overall experience. And I was actually really impressed because they were using QR codes the right way, unlike a lot of others. They were using social media the right way. And so I was really surprised when I heard about this. So right off the bat, Applebee's gets exposure, but all for the wrong reasons, because now they have offended their target audience, the people who eat their food. Probably not the smartest thing to do. And, you know, you can check out those videos there. Maybe I'll post them in this thing. I'll probably post some links here. But it's one of those things where you cannot go around offending the people who are going to be paying you money for your services or products. It doesn't really make much sense. And so when you watch the videos, and I'll put a link to them, you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, some people thought it was funny, others got offended by it. And so it was a risk that Applebee's took, and overall, it's been labeled as a fail. Now, on to probably one of the biggest ones because of the exposure this got. And for those of you that watched the Super Bowl, and for those of you that did not watch the Super Bowl, you know where I'm going. We're talking about GoDaddy, all right? So, I will spare you the video on that one. I will not be posting the video just so you can sleep well tonight. But as you know, and I'll actually give you a little background here. I'm not a big sports person. I was not watching the Super Bowl. I figured if I was going to catch any commercials, I could catch them the next day, you know, whatever. But during the Super Bowl, I jumped on my social media stuff, and I started seeing people on Facebook and Twitter, especially Twitter, start blowing up about how disgusting this commercial they had just saw was. And I'm like, what on earth did they do now, you know? And so I found it immediately, and actually, I think GoDaddy even tweeted a video, and you could watch it straight off of their site. And the one I'm referring to, because they did show two different commercials, the one I'm specifically talking about is the Perfect Match one, where you have this nerdy, geeky guy making out with more of this attractive woman kind of thing. So, and it was kind of, what was their motto, where... it's the perfect fit where was it? Sexy meets geek or what? I can't remember now, but it was one of those things where it wasn't so much the motto behind it. It was the actual, what you saw, with tongues and stuff. It was just really quite nasty. And, when I saw that, I went, whoa, what are they doing now? Because I kind of thought maybe because they had recently sold and it was under new ownership and all this, that maybe things had changed. Well, they haven't. Now, the interesting part that I want to really tackle on GoDaddy is they did do another commercial, which I thought was much better, where it was basically the, what was it? It was the, I'm trying to think of the word. It was the, they had a perfect match, and then they had your big idea. That's what it was. And that one was much better, where it kind of, it forced people to think of, yeah, that idea I've been having, I need to go secure a domain name. Now, the interesting thing, for those of you that know what I'm talking about, there have been stats released on Mashable.com that their hosting sales jumped 45% that day. Their .com domains in sales rose 40% that day. Now, they were doing a special designed right around that campaign where I believe it was like you could get a .com for like $6 or something like that. And they were definitely tweeting about that as well. So they were on it as far as now trying to convert those people, those viewers, into something now that they can make money, obviously. New mobile consumers increased by 35%. And the company added 10,000 customers in total. Now, that might be surprising. At the same time, it might not. Here's digging into it a little bit deeper with GoDaddy. I went, okay, what are they thinking? I mean, what's the mindset behind here? Because I want to understand what they're thinking, what would motivate them to do something that would have such a negative response. When I started just following GoDaddy and checking out on the search, you know, as far as everyone that was mentioning anything GoDaddy during the Super Bowl, I mean, it was like for every couple hundred tweets I saw, there was one positive one or maybe one neutral one where it was like, I don't really see the big deal. But the majority were highly offended. other hosting companies and other service-related companies jumped on there and came up with their own hashtags of and links to click on to, hey, how to migrate away from GoDaddy. Here, we'll help you. Click here kind of thing. And so people definitely jumped on that opportunity. But what I found was interesting, digging into a little bit more, there was a Forbes article about the person behind the idea of the commercial. And it's actually a female, because a lot of people think GoDaddy targets males. And according to their spokesperson, that's not actually true. So there's two or three things I want to cover real quick here. And then I want to get into the 3 points to take away from all this. Their goal for the commercial, according to the person behind the commercial, was not to reinforce any kind of stereotype, because ultimately that's what most people were thinking that did, that it was degrading, that blah, blah, blah. Okay, they're saying the goal was to demonstrate our edgy heritage and make it smart. And, quote, "I think we did that." So that was their goal behind it, was to demonstrate their edgy heritage and make it smart. Oh, that's what it was. We were sexy meets smart. That's what it was. Not geek, whatever, whatever. So that's what their goal was. Okay. Someone and asked them, is it fair to say your target market is men, given to that you're always promoting more of the, you know, sexual stuff and more or less degrading to women. And so here was the interesting response from this female that was behind the ads. She says, "No, our target market is everybody. I come from a family of 8 women, so I've got a lot of siblings that I have to please." And so that's her response. There's a whole interview done, and you can definitely check that out. But here's my takeaways from all this. Because we've seen these things that we're labeling as branding fails, marketing fails. But yet, here statistics show that GoDaddy increased. Okay, so they increased because they got exposure. But yet, at the same time, what if they hadn't done something so disgusting? They added 10,000 customers. Would they have added 20,000? Would they have added 30,000? If it hadn't been for such a disgusting commercial. And really, it's possible that it was their other commercial, their yourbigidea.co commercial, that really probably pushed a lot of those sales. Now, that's just an assumption. There's no way of really proving that. But here's my 3 takeaways. It is so stinking important to know, and I'm constantly saying this because I'm constantly seeing people just express their brand and their business and everything, and they still don't get this, is everything you do, everything you say, everything you don't do, everything you don't say, everything you post, every link that you post on Twitter and Facebook and every other social site, everything is creating an image and a perception about you to everyone else around you. You're saying something. You are speaking something, even when you're not doing anything at all. People are getting an image about you. And that is why it is so very important to always put yourself in the other person's shoes. How are these people around me going to perceive me if I say this, if I do that? Does it go against my brand? Whether we're talking corporate brand or personal brand, this is still all very relevant. So that is point number one. You have it, write it down, put it on the wall, put it next to your computer. You have to remember everything you say and do is saying something about you. And if you do something contrary to what everyone has, this image that people have perceived you as, if you do something outside of that, you can be viewed as a hypocrite. And I could give you some examples, which I will refrain from in this podcast. But I'll go toe-to-toe with anyone who wants to debate that one, because it's just reality. Live life. You'll see that that's true. Point number two is you must know who your target audience is. I cringed when I saw this lady's response during this interview about, well, who's your, you know, is it true that you're targeting more men? And her response was, no, our target market, our target customer is everybody. And I cringe when I hear that. And I cringe when I hear that from people. I've heard that a lot from people in network marketing. Just go out and talk to everybody. No, that's stupid. You're going to annoy everybody. You need to know who your target market is. And as you are defining your brand, that's a part of it, is you have to know, who is my perfect audience? Who's my perfect client? Who's my perfect customer? Those are the people that I need to go after. Because if I go for this shotgun approach where everybody is my target audience, you will blend in, you will get watered down, you will have to do stupid things like GoDaddy to try to get really noticed. And you know, I mean, it's not part of my brand to go and do something like that, so maybe that's why I'm so against it. But I know I'm not the only one, because I saw what people were posting on Twitter and Facebook. There was a ton of people that did not like it. My brand would never produce something like that, as I'm sure yours wouldn't either. But obviously, because they're marketing to just everybody and anybody, that's why they made sales, is because they don't care. They don't care if they're selling domain names to you for your small business, your large company, or if you're a porn site. They don't care. As long as they're making money. And so with that, me personally, okay, if someone approached me that's in the porn industry looking for my help, I would show them the door very quickly, because that's not my brand. I'm not going to help that. I'm not going to support that. See what I'm saying? So you have to have a really drilled down, defined picture in your mind of who your target audience is. And by knowing who your target audience is, it's going to be much easier to put yourself in their shoes and understand how they will perceive things, what they like, what they don't like, what's going to offend them, what's not. And point number three, really simple here. Once you know them, and once you know what they like, don't like, all that good stuff, and you know what your brand is, what you are expressing, all that good stuff, it's one simple rule. And I've been saying this for a while, even before these fails happened, and I'm like, wow, this proves it. Don't offend your target audience. These are the people that are putting money in your bank account. These are the people that are paying your bills. Your goal is to nurture that and build a community, build a tribe of loyal brand ambassadors, if you will, that are buying your products and services, and that you are treating them like gold. I mean, you're treating them with respect. You're honoring them, not degrading them, not offending them, not making fun of them, and certainly not ignoring them and telling them you can't do this good thing. So, I got off my soapbox now. Those are the three main branding fails that I have seen in the last just couple weeks here. I would love to hear your thoughts. What do you think would drive a company to do a major brand fail? And have you ever done it? What do you need to do to get out of it? Which is another topic which we'll cover at some point in time, as far as if you do have a campaign that flops, how to get out of that. But do yourself a favor. Apply those three things. Know who you are. Know what your brand is about. Know who your target market is, and don't offend them. All right? Until next time, guys, God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Again, this is Paul Cooley with Esteem Feed Podcast.